Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, I suppose everybody's going to run into glitches, and this year we're all just going to have to be used to it not being perfect or fast. Yeah, we'll talk to the folks at least in Cook County about how it's going in about a half an hour. We had this call yesterday from a woman that I wasn't able to help, but I think I know somebody who can at least give us cogent advice. First, the caller.
Hi. I just haven't heard a lot of talk when you guys have people on for interviews about Illinois tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like, I don't know, 6 months, 5 months, and we still haven't gotten it back, and we keep calling, and, you know, we just keep getting the runaround.
When did you file your taxes?
Back in February.
March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. So about 8 months ago, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Were you supposed to get a large return?
Yeah, over $3,000. We still haven't gotten it back.
I don't know. And this isn't my bailiwick. This is not my specialty. But I talked to all of them that are, Terry Savage and the rest of them, and they say, it's coming. It's coming. Be patient. You know, the federal government.
No, people can't be patient. And the government is not patient. So I want to know when we're getting our money back, because whenever they have their little pet projects, they always find the money somehow.
And one of the things they say
is coming is not acceptable. And then they're talking about shutting down businesses and shutting us down again. That's insane.
Yeah.
It is insane.
Did you call your congressman?
You're supposed to represent the people.
Did you call your congressman?
The congressmen in our state are worthless.
The talk show host valiantly plowing ahead with questions, but I was happy to let her vent a little bit. I mean, I totally understand the frustration, and you and I know, and she knows it's not me. But maybe Terry Savage, I was thinking, would at least be able to help advise people like this. Hey, Terry, how are you?
Oh, okay, but promise me I get to come back on the noon business hour in about an hour to answer other questions.
Well, I thought we would use this as sort of a preview of your visit with us in an hour, literally exactly one hour from now. Terry will take her usual Wednesday stand on our Wintrust business lunch, but this was from earlier yesterday.
I understand that frustration. That I'm glad you played the whole call. There's nothing more frustrating, including for me, who is used to being able to wangle my way into the bowels of government to get help. Now, let me sort this out between state and federal. There is a system for getting your federal tax refund. And if you go to the, I know this was about the state, but if you go to the IRS website, irs.gov/refunds, you will find two things. You will find a message saying, quote, it's taking us longer to process mail documents, including paper tax returns and correspondence. We're processing all the mail in the order we received it. Do not file a second tax return and do not call the IRS. On that page, if you scroll down, is a box that says, check my refund status. That is going to be equally frustrating. I'm not trying to give people hope. This is the federal government. And there is a number you can call for your federal tax refund. I spoke last week to my contact at the IRS. He gave me this number. It's 800-829-1040. So easy to remember, 1040, 800-829-1040. You can't push these people. If you mailed in your, that's the federal level, you mailed in your tax refunds, your tax returns early in the year, and it got caught up in the tsunami of paper just when they sent everyone home. Now, Illinois, I got to control myself here because I feel the same emotions. This woman who called.
I shouldn't laugh, but I've heard Terry on this.
I have tried so hard to help people, and there ought to be an easy way. And it's one thing if it was March, April, May, June, both on unemployment and the tax side, but you would think that in a state that has big companies that do data.
Yeah.
I mean, United Airlines, they've got people that can change an entire flight schedule when there's a snowstorm, and their call you back number works, you know, in an hour or less. Okay, Illinois, if you go to the Illinois Revenue website, which is illinois.gov/revenue, and then you go to individuals, or you can just search. You can put in the words, where's my refund? And there is a link to find out if the refund has been processed. There's another link for the controller's office if it says they've finished processing it and you should have received a check. And so that's the one piece of advice I can give you. But once the tax department, the revenue department, has finished processing your refund, it seems to be that there's also a delay in actually getting your check. So understand that's a two-part process.
Yeah, sure.
They do it. And there is a toll-free number, which I will give out, for the controller's office. So why not aggravate the heck out of them? Because maybe they can call the revenue department.
Yeah.
And that toll-free number is
800-877-8078. Okay. I'm going to post all of this information on my website. I'm sure we'll repeat it after noon today, too.
Perfect. Because, yes, it's frustrating. And the people who filed on time first, early actually, to get those refunds. Now, by the way, the federal government is paying interest on the refunds going back to April 15th.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have nowhere seen that Illinois is paying. I have not seen that Illinois is paying any interest on the refunds that are delayed. But this has been par for the course for Illinois. And, I don't know why my sympathy is a little bit more for the people that actually never got employment dating back to May and June, although I know a lot of people would eagerly anticipated those refunds for
tax
payments.
So those are two piles of money, unemployment benefits, and for that matter, money that you deserve. I guess you deserve them both, but I mean, you paid taxes, you overpaid, you ought to be able to get your return. We'll talk more about this after 12 noon on the Wintrust Business Lunch. All of this information we'll post on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. It'll be on the John Williams Show page at WGNradio.com. Okay, Terry, I'm going to talk to you in about 10 minutes now, so I'm hanging up.
Perfect.
And we'll
visit
with you soon. There she goes, Terry Savage, the financial columnist.